Welcome to the podcast. My name is Ryan, here with author Tony Lodge.
You're listening to the Tony and Ryan podcast, the best podcast in the world, if I do so myself.
And we are calling Arizona, and this is Raina Riviera, which is the greatest name I've ever heard.
Raina has been a tapa for so long. I'm starstruck. Raina Riviera.
Hello.
Hello, Raina?
Hi.
Hi, it's Tony and Ryan.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, have we called you at the right time, Raina? We're looking for someone to approve the podcast, but it sounds like we've just woken you up.
I am napping with my daughter.
Oh, my God.
Oh, sorry. Well, very quietly, would you mind approving the podcast?
Yes, of course, I will approve.
Okay. All right. Bye, Raina.
Hi, this is Raina from Arizona, and I approve this podcast.
All right, coming up today, you know how we had a bit of beef with the getting offered a plastic straw or a paper straw at Boost Juice?
Yep, because you want to say yes to the plastic straw, but you know you sound like a jerk.
So there's a new example of shops putting you on the spot. Because it's like, I get you're trying to do the right thing, but don't put me on the spot in public.
Yep. Ooh.
So that's coming up
soon. I feel like everybody has had a story come to mind just then. Yeah, I did. All right. Rolling around.
Well, that's coming up soon. But first, let's do normal or nah.
Yay.
Henrietta. Talking badly about someone to their face and then saying no offense and expecting them not to care. My ex-best friend used to do this to me all the time and it really fucked me up. Is my friend normal or nah?
God, something hits about ex-best friend, doesn't it?
There's fucking nice way to say that.
Nah, no way.
Your friend's an asshole.
Yeah, I'm not saying normal because it's okay, but normal that happens, but nah, I hate that.
Yeah.
When people go, oh, like with all due respect or, no offense, but I hate the way you look. And you go, that's actually, it's not like a get out of jail free pass. You can't just say no offense and then go say, like, let loose.
Tony.
Yeah.
I hate you. I hate your family and I hate everything you stand for. Nothing personal.
Oh my God. Sorry. I thought it was going to be personal. That's fine. Thanks
First
for the
of all,
feedback.
Everything's personal.
Like,
especially what I just said.
Yeah, especially what you just said. But yeah, you definitely can't. I don't like it when people think that that's just like a.
What they're saying is, I think I'm above the law.
Yes.
Imagine killing someone and being like,
no offense. Nothing personal.
You're not above consequences, mate. You stand by your words.
And also, if you've got a problem, say it.
Slightly off topic, but maybe the same.
We're doing the Year of Honesty here at the Tony and Ryan podcast. So like, I feel like if there was something, you know, back it in.
I don't like when people say, to play devil's advocate. If you've got an issue, put your name next to that issue. You're allowed to have a thought. You're allowed to go, just raising a red flag. Like we'll say,
That's exactly the same thing though.
No, but that's saying like, it's always saying, I know this isn't positive, but devil's advocate is basically saying, this is the devil's issue. I'm fine with it. But the devil would say this. No, you're saying it, mate.
But aren't you just offering a different perspective? Because say if we both agree on something.
Yeah.
So I don't like it when people use devil's advocate to share their real feelings and not stand by.
That's what I think it is most of the time.
But to use it correctly is to be like, another potential perspective of this situation is this. But yeah, it's not nice when people say, to play devil's advocate of like,
you're an asshole.
Yeah. Or to be like, devil's advocate, maybe it won't work because XYZ. You go, well, if you just think that, just say like,
put your name on it, mate.
I would say then, a bit of a red flag though. What if this happens? I say to be devil's advocate sometimes. It's not like a go-to phrase for me, but I think when I say it, I intend it in the way like my brain automatically runs through every single potential outcome.
Yeah. I'd say every potential negative outcome.
Yes. And so when I'm thinking about, I'm like, okay, of the 20 negative things that I've just thought of that might happen, this is the one thing that I'm thinking is more likely. And then I'm like, this could go wrong. Could we come up with a redundancy plan for this?
Could we start an app or a service that's like you tell us something and Tony will tell you something to worry about?
Oh, my God. I'd make so much money.
Yeah. Would people pay for that? Maybe not, though.
Probably not. I think most people have anxiety themselves. Yeah. It's free.
It's free. It comes built in. Keely Ann.
Hi, Keely. Keely Ann, sorry.
Normal or nah, watching everything with subtitles, even though I can hear perfectly fine. Charmaine says, I do this too. I can't watch anything without them.
We've talked about this before, and I don't you remember?
You
and
fucking
I
fucking hate it.
And I said, I can't watch things with subtitles because I get distracted.
Yep.
So I'm going to say nah, because I read that instead of watching what's on the screen. I understand subtitles, like for people yep. that need them, I'm not saying I hate them, don't use them. Yep. I just, if I'm watching something with subtitles, I cannot concentrate on anything else.
But Keely is saying that she like left it on once and then she kind of just got used to it.
Yeah.
And then when they were taken away, she's like, oh, I don't like this. And I'll tell you what it might be. And
it's
I've
like
only
training
just,
wheels.
I've only just thought of this now. Maybe because you have to, I know you were saying I end up reading instead of watching.
Yeah.
But you can't watch something with subtitles and be on your phone.
Well, that's the
you know
that's
what I mean?
The
maybe
case.
It's like I if there's no subtitles, I'll be looking around the room.
So that's the case, I think, with like remember when Squid Games came out?
Yeah.
And like that was in Korean, but it had English subtitles. Mm. See, then I think that encourages you to not be on your phone because you have to watch it because you can't just listen.
Yeah.
But like if I'm watching Step Brothers with the, like so Keely-Ann said even if I can hear it, I like having the subtitles on. But if I'm watching Step Brothers, I will watch the if I'm not on my phone, I read them instead of just listening, even though I can understand it.
It's fucking weird, eh?
But I do agree with you if it's some, if you're watching like a foreign film, then you have to.
I mean, I don't speak Korean.
Yeah, but you have to concentrate and you can't just, be on Instagram at the same time.
This is, I'm just going to read it. It's fucked. Gemma O'Hare asked normal or nah. Not owning a toilet brush and instead using toilet paper to create a poop ramp in the bowl to prevent any skid marks. Two or three squares is all we need. Works every time. Poop ramps. Normal or nah?
Well, no. Not even nah. No. What's a toilet brush? $3 from IKEA?
If you're buying three of them.
But you know what I mean?
Yeah, they're
cheap. Yeah, probably like not scrimping on that essential.
Yeah.
You know? But also poop, like who's doing that? Do you know what I have done though in a public toilet? Like put a little bit of toilet paper in so you don't get ploppies.
Oh, to like smother
splash
the sound.
Back.
Splash
no,
back.
No, 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 splash, not the sound. It's more like so that nothing.
Oh, but just, soften the blow on the water. So it's not like a boom.
Yeah, so there's no ploppies.
Yeah.
I have done that.
Is that is for that, the sound or for the actual?
The splash.
Yeah.
Or, well, both, I guess, if you're a bit embarrassed. But, I don't, but a poo, is that the same thing? But it's not to prevent, I can't say the SM word.
Why not?
I just,
well, you
just
can't
makes
say ambulance
sick.
Either, but you still give it a crack.
Yeah, no, it just fucking skeeves me out. I can't do it.
Just say it. I won't look at you
anytime. I actually don't think I can. Skid marks.
Oh. Ugh,
sorry, it just really turns my stomach inside out.
Yeah, so not owning a toilet, it's obviously a nah, however. No, don't fucking look at me like that. I'm not like recommending it or saying great. I just want
to be devil's advocate.
I'm just saying.
You are literally being devil's advocate right now.
I'm just saying I respect the creativity. I respect that they've thought about it and gone. And then when she explains, I go, well, no, that would work.
I mean, I'm not saying it wouldn't work, but also it's not as if you get skid marks every time you poo.
No, so you just wait for the sheets.
Yeah, like, I just also, I understand prevention is better than cure, I guess. So just not like letting it happen at all. You must be spending a fortune on toilet paper. It's not cheap.
No.
What did you do during COVID? You go, we just got skinnies in our bowl the whole time. Sorry, I can't do that. Yeah. It's not good, is it?
Nah, it's not.
Yeah.
Just the thought of, what do you think about the name poop ramp?
I don't like the word poop. I think it sounds childish.
Yep.
Shit ramp. Oh.
Finally, Dahlia, normal or nah?
Hi, Dahlia.
Watching the same movie for a second time and hoping for a different outcome.
Oh, normal.
Yeah.
or hoping you like it more? Have you ever watched a movie and gone, I really wanted to like that, so you pop it on again and you hope that maybe you were just in a bad mood when you watched it the first time or something?
One thing I'm a sucker for is, you know how in like a sports movie, I mean, I say sports movie, I mean like, you know, the high school teen boys, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And it always like comes down to the final shot, you know, it's that big moment and his date to the prom's watching and whatever.
Yeah.
And then you've seen the movie three times and he takes that final shot and it's like getting close to the goal. And you're like, oh. And you're like, I actually know this goes in because I've watched the movie five times.
Yeah, but I'm still like, it's still exciting. No.
Got it!
Every time. Every time. And it's as exciting as the first time you watched.
Quack. Quack. Quack.
It's not football. It's hockey. It's still good. Quack, 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 quack.
We're just talking about sports movies.
Yeah, sorry. But you were doing a football thing.
You don't know how I play hockey.
Oh, it's wrong.
That's how I do it. You don't get the puck and shoot for the ring. Oh, my mistake. Okay, one time in the next month, I want to do a communal quack where we all get involved.
No, that's so unfair. I tried to start a quack like a week ago or a month
ago.
No,
you didn't.
Yes, I did. It's at the very end of the episode and I'm like, quack, quack, quack. And you guys are like, fuck off. I did. I tried to start a quack.
I'm not saying you didn't start a quack.
The little woot, if you're listening, which I know that you are, please tell Ryan when that was. He'll know.
Can we promise ourselves that...
to do a quack.
Yeah. But we both have to feel it has to be the right time.
Oh, it has to be the right time. Yeah.
What do you... I don't know. Hang on. Where are we up to? Oh, fuck. Okay, up next. This is not a quack time.
Oh.
But up next, I've got beef with grilled. And you can take that pun home to the bank.
They don't have quackers there.
Hi, this is Raina from Arizona, and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
A massive thank you to a few of our champion tarpers over at our Patreon. You fucking love to see it. Thanks for being part of it.
Thank you.
Jake Morland, thank you so much. Patrick Shaughnessy, Sam Licey, Mika Turja, Carly Bennett and Ryan Nielsen. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
we
team.
Absolutely love to see it. And lots of perks over there at our Patreon. Yep.
Exclusive tarpers and champion tarpers got a new blog yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Enjoy.
And also, if you're listening on Spotify, which you have to be, hit the follow button because it helps us out on the back end and you get to see more of us.
And it helps you.
Helps you.
Puts on the front
help
page.
Help us. Help you.
Tony Lodge.
Yes.
Cam.
Yes.
You listen to this podcast. I got a question and you need to be honest.
Oh, I don't know if I want to commit to that.
We sort of talked about it a little bit yesterday. When you can't be bothered cooking and when you decide to get something naughty.
Oh, yep.
What's your number one go-to? Because I know Uber Eats has like all these options now.
There's so much
Some
stuff.
People are just like, let's just go to the pub and get a, you know, a steak or a parma. But are you guys like Indian, fish and chips, burgers, dumplings, pizza, Thai? What's your like, like if you had to say my number one go-to is...
So I said this before, my number one go-to if I'm alone, I'd normally go for grilled or sushi.
Yeah.
Because there's a place near me that does some really, really good like sushi. Little gyozas and stuff. So
like the hot Japanese is good in there.
Yeah, yeah. So I normally go like a katsu bowl, a bit of curry or something like that.
That's good.
And if Torbs and I are together, we love chicken shop, like Char Grill Charlie's.
Yeah.
We'll do like a big salad and a chook and stuff. That's bloody good.
We've had friends over like through the summer. And the go-to is just like get a couple of chooks and a big nice salad.
It's
just easy. It's festive.
And you can do some chippies or whatever. Like, you know, it's easy. Some rolls. Oh,
delicious.
Nothing better. Hot chook and a coleslaw.
Go-to?
If it's available firsthand, fried chicken.
Yep.
Yep.
If not, follow that with a kebab.
Yeah. Oh. No, I love a kebab.
Oh, Torbs and I do a kebab actually because I love a HSP.
Yeah.
The halal snack pack.
They're fucking good.
What's your go-to?
So I like Thai.
Yeah, but you don't always, like Thai is elite, but the thing is that it's often quite expensive.
It is.
So you can easily spend $80 at Thai because you go, oh yeah, we'll get a little smoke, a little roti with some little satay sauce.
And when I lived here in Richmond, I used to get Miss Chow, which is like a dumpling, little dumpling thing.
Is that Miss Chu?
Probably.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
But Bridget, like you, is a grilled girl all the way.
I love grilled.
And when...
I will go into bat for grilled.
Yeah.
Because people, I feel like Grilled, sorry to get crazy, I feel like Grilled, for some reason, is really divisive. I think that Grilled is such a crowd pleaser. They've got everything. But I feel like you meet people and they either like Grilled or they don't. Oh, Cam hates Grilled.
You know the people that don't like Grilled? Which is, I don't know if it's overseas. It's a burger place.
It's like a healthy burger place-ish.
But is it?
Well, that's their whole thing, is that it's like a...
Well, I don't feel as bad eating Grilled than if I got like a
double quarter pounder or something else. Yeah.
So maybe they've fucking tricked me there.
Yeah, maybe.
But I think people that don't like Grilled don't like it because they think they're better than Grilled.
But Grilled,
and I look
is...
at Cam and he just looks like an arrogant asshole.
But Grilled to me, and maybe this shows how povo I am, but like Grilled to me feels like an upmarket choice.
Yeah.
Like... That it doesn't feel
it's
like
it's upper market than Macca's.
Yeah, like because Macca's or whatever, like it's, I say cheap, but it's not. But like Grilled, it's a bit more expensive, but it's like a bit fancier.
You get some herbed chips.
Yeah, and it's because it's a healthier option. I'm like, oh, that's a different choice. But I feel like, I don't know why, but I think it's a crowd pleaser. But people either like it or they don't.
Well, you might become one of the people that don't.
Oh, don't. Don't ruin Grilled for me. Don't. Because you know that I love Grilled and I'm just waiting for Torbs to need to go away for work or like maybe a funeral or something so that I can have Grilled on my own at home because he doesn't let me get it. Because he doesn't like it.
When you say funeral, are you hoping someone dies so you can go have a Grilled burger? Dies.
I'm just saying like...
You can just go get it.
For instance, if he had to go away.
Let's get it for lunch one day here at work.
Should we actually... Well, you could go and do that today.
Today.
Should we go to Grilled? Should we eat in?
Yeah.
After we ate out.
We all fucking
really proud of ourselves. Anyway.
So there's a bit of would you like a plastic or paper straw energy at Grilled at the moment?
Is there?
Yeah. So
do you know sorry, can I just add one thing?
Mm-hmm.
They do Pepsi, they don't do Coke. Yeah, so you've got to get a Pepsi Max, which I'm not a fan of.
Mm, is.
Grilled
What they're saying at Grilled now. When you place your order,
yep.
And you're standing at the counter, there's people around watching to see how you answer.
There's always a lot of people at work there.
Yeah, hanging out.
Yeah.
Those bandanas are cool.
Yeah, they are cool. I'd love to work at Grilled. Maybe I'll get a job at Grilled on the weekends or something.
How many weekend jobs? You've got the coffee cart.
The coffee cart.
And the
maybe I could wear a bandana at the coffee cart. Solved. Yep, keep going.
For an extra dollar, you can help save the planet by getting the low methane produced beef. So this is what they say. Yeah, hey, mate, I'll get the Angus bonsai or whatever I get, and Bridget will get the Simply Grilled. Sure. Would you like to help save the planet for a dollar?
God, and the phrasing is just nasty, isn't it?
Yeah.
Would you like to help save the planet? No. You can't.
Yeah.
And it's a dollar.
Yeah.
You know, so you kind of go. Yeah,
if you spent $13 on a burger and chips and then got a drink for an extra foot,
13.
Like, oh, 13 for the burger.
Oh, yep.
And then the chips,
yep.
Then the drink.
Yep.
They know you've got an extra dollar.
Oh, and I think generally speaking, most people probably, if you're
actually
ordering food there, you probably have an extra.
And maybe they didn't even say, would you like to help save the planet for a dollar? It was like, would you like to save the planet for a dollar? As if my $1 is going to be...
The last dollar
they definitive...
Need. Jeff Bezos has submitted all the other money and you just need one
just
extra dollar.
Just $1 short. And so I like look behind me, you know, who's around. It's like 6:30 on a Thursday. That's busy time because you know Thursday is the night where they tried to eat healthy this week. They shopped on Sunday.
Yeah,
they eat well
the
Monday,
broccoli's wilted
Tuesday,
in the fridge.
Wednesday. It's been a long week and you go, fuck, should we just get burgers? So it's a busy Thursday night.
Yeah, fuck.
And so what are you going to say?
Sure.
Of course I will. I'm going to save the planet. Am I an asshole? No.
Yeah, no. I don't like to think so.
I reckon they can go one step further.
Mm-hmm.
I reckon they should flip the script. Same result, but the opposite. Have a listen. And by the way, Grilled, you're fucking welcome. Let's just say the extra dollar for the environment is like the default, right? Just
like that's already at,
like opt-in, like organ donors in Australia. I can give you a $1 discount if you're all good to destroy the planet.
Oh.
Because then you go, oh, no, that's fine. And then they go, it's the same as giving, you know what I mean?
Destroy the Planet's just so graphic.
You can have a dollar off, though.
Well, yeah, you're obviously going to go, oh, my God, no. Yeah, that's a good point.
Same result. So, all right, you be the customer. Torbs is away. Someone's died.
Torbs is away.
Rest in peace.
R.I.P. Oh, yeah, I'll get the Zen Hen and, yeah, the pesto.
Zen Hen is great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
On traditional.
Yep.
I'll
get the panini.
No. Yeah, I'll get the Zen Hen. Can I add brie, please?
Yep.
On traditional, not panini. And can I get some sweet potato chips with the spicy? That's a good order, eh?
Can I get you a drink? We do Pepsi Max.
No, thanks. I don't like Pepsi. I'll just have some Coke Zero when I get home.
Cool. That'll be $22, but I can actually take a dollar off if you're happy with Destroying the Planet.
Come again.
What did you say? I'll take a dollar off if you're happy to burn the planet down.
Yeah, actually, take the dollar off because you know what? I'd add the dollar if you fucking sold Coke. If you were
Coca-Cola, by the way.
See, I thought this was going to be about how they give you the bottle cap to donate.
Ah. Oh.
Because you know how then when they give you the bottle cap and they go, yeah, pop it in the thing, and then there's three jars, right?
Yeah.
And there's always one that's like well ahead.
Yeah.
And then they say, oh, this is for the, you know, children's craft supplies. This is for the women's swimming network.
And then you get to donate a cap.
Yeah, and you get to fucking donate a thing and that equates to whatever.
Yeah.
And the stress of having that bottle cap in your hand – and everyone's watching you to see what cause you care about the most. And do you just automatically go to the one that's the lowest?
Because no, because it's the lowest for a reason, because they're awful.
No, but is it the lowest just because not many people have done it? And then from pity, you feel like you have to give your bottle cap to
that
one?
Do you read the description?
Yeah, I do. It's like the reason I don't eat in store. I'm going to download Uber Eats again. Fuck Atomic Habits. I've got to order online.
I tell you what would freak people the fuck out, including you.
What?
Let's set up a camera.
No, it's too much stress.
Hi, I'm Tony, 29, Richmond. Cool, and which one are you choosing? Oh. There's all these kids being like, big ass.
Yeah. And the Women's Swimming Network are there. Their hair's all ragged because they don't have caps.
Like, we want to be wet for life, Tony.
Yeah, we
want to
be wet for life. No way. The social pressure, it's too much.
Yeah, it's awful. It is awful.
My You Love to See It is actually a hashtag Wet for Life journey story. Erin Brady in our Facebook group posted a picture of her at her local pool the other day.
Sweet.
And said, thanks to Tony, I'm starting my hashtag Wet for Life journey today. And it's early morning, they're at the pool, they're ready to swim.
Fuck yeah.
Love that. Get wet, Erin.
Yeah.
Go get some grilled after.
Get in there, E-Dog.
Yeah.
Also, how good is Erin's pool? They've got a shade sale situation over the top.
I know.
That's living, Barry.
I also love the flags to let you know that if you're doing backstroke, like you've only got 2 metres to go.
See, people often think that they're just like a silly little visual. No, they save you
functional.
From head first into the thing.
They save you from like karate chopping the edge of the pool with your wrist, which really hurts.
Yeah.
You know, the other day I was actually at the public pool, like the one that I go to, and this guy. So I swim in the slow lane, right?
Wet for life, yep.
I swim in the slow lane. Yep. So there's like, I don't know if this is the same at every pool, but there's like a placard at the end of each lane and it says, slow lane, if you take over 90 seconds to swim a lap in any stroke.
Yep.
And then like the medium lane and the fast lane, they all have like different things. So if you can't meet the requirements of those, you can't swim in that lane because you just get in everyone's way and it's fair enough. So I always swim in the slow lane and there's always people that are just like going for a pretty leisurely swim or like older people that are kind of just like, and they go early in the morning. Every single day I see the same people.
Yep.
And there's this old guy that I've actually never seen before and he is just going ham on the backstroke.
Right.
Except he's probably a bit quicker than like... he realises, or maybe he's got a bit extra gas this morning or something. And he was just backstroking into every other because he can't. So like,
people he's slapping people on the ankles.
Well, everybody else is like swimming forward and he is backstroking and he's just, hitting me on the bum.
Oh my God.
He's like on the other, he moved to the other lane. Yeah, bomb and dinner first. You want to go to Grills? You get to donate after.
I'll donate something to you, say that.
Donate an organ, if you know what I'm saying. But anyway, I thought you'd love to say that.
I do love to say that. Mine is from Lolly Rose.
Hi, Lolly.
Now, she's a teacher in Canada.
Oh,
and says,
Canada-y.
My students have all started speaking to each other in Australian accents. I listen to the podcast on the way to work and I talk about it all the time.
I thought that Lolly was about to say I listen to it in class and I thought I wouldn't lie.
No, I reckon teaching the class. Yeah. I listen to, I think some of the kids do though. I listen to the pod on the way to work and we all love it. So yeah. And so the classroom's gone full Aussie. My grade sixes call each other naughty little dingoes and it's the best.
Naughty little dingoes.
Yeah. Because it's like they're just all love, they're just loving Australia at the moment.
It's probably Bluey.
Yes. I mean, they're grade six. They're not 3 years old.
Oh, but have you watched Bluey? It slaps. Incredible. I watch it on iView.
Well, I've...
just for fun.
First of all, I didn't realise you were saying stuff slaps. I didn't think that was in your lexicon.
I'm saying that. I'm watching Bluey. Woo. Sometimes if I watch something scary, I really need to take the edge off before bed. And Bluey's just 10 minutes. So if I watch something spooky, like if...
Like what, A Current Affair?
Nah, like I watched The Menu. You know that Ray Fiennes movie? Yeah, I really liked it. Great recommendation, by the way.
Thank you.
But it was off air, so it doesn't count.
Mine always are. No, I saw that on the pod.
No, we talked about it in the car. You didn't talk about it on the pod.
I recommend The Menu. Tony's taking me up on it, and she said it was great.
It was actually really good. If you're in Australia, it's on Disney Plus. I watched that and then thought, ooh, I feel a bit kooky-looky after that. So I watched an episode of Bluey. Took the edge right off. It's like a nightcap.
Yeah.
It's like a nightcap. You've had a big night, and you go, you know what? I will just have a little warm water.
A little something done.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have considered starting watching it and I was like, you know what? Yeah. I'm probably going to cop a lot of it the next few years. So yeah. I'll just let that come to me.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's a good, that's a good point. Yeah.
Miss Rose has got the classroom because you know how when you finish lunch break, sometimes you need like a little activity to kind of ease the kids down.
We used to have like
a lay down or a,
you used to have like a little sleep after lunch.
So
she passed through that school.
When we need a little cheer up in the classroom, we've been doing daily You Love to See It. Mini TAFEs in the making.
So those like, beautiful little dingoes.
Those naughty little dingoes. And you imagine going, oh, you know, we're all a bit ruffled from blah, blah, blah. It's a bit hot outside. Why don't we just do a few You Love to See It? And they go around the room and a few people say some things they've been loving to see. And then, you know, over the course of the week, you know, it goes around the room or whatever.
And probably they go, oh, I love to see that, like, my sandwich was really yummy today and stuff. That's adorable.
So from all the way here in Melbourne, Australia, a big shout out to Bob Edwards Middle School in Calgary, Alberta.
Hey, shout out.
And all the naughty little dingoes in Miss Rose's class.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Also, you know what I like to see? I'm liking this clapping.
I don't love the clapping.
Don't you?
No. I don't love it. I just think it's noisy. Like when you're listening to a podcast, this happening in the background is like not ideal, I feel. But really? I like that you guys love it.
Okay.
That's fine.
Let's and do it like genuinely.
Yeah.
Let's do like a nice clap and people can go, that is a bit noisy. Okay. Or I don't mind that.
All right. So like if we've got, oh my God, you love to see that. You love to see that. And then normally we keep talking over it. Yep. So it's kind of like that's happening in the background. Let us know if you like
nice,
that.
Though.
It does feel nice, but I just think like the audio medium of a podcast feels like maybe, you know, it's just kind of all of a sudden, because they can't see us clapping.
But they can hear, that's why you do it audibly.
No, I know. But you know when like you're watching something on TV and noise happens and it's like reinforced by what you're seeing? Because people can't see us. I'm like, oh, does it just kind of come out of nowhere? You know when you look at someone clapping, you see the lead up to the clap, but all of a sudden it feels like there's just noise.
Is Tony describing radio to us?
Okay, well, this is a podcast, Grandad.
So it's like TV, but you can't see it.
You won't believe it. A massive thank you to everybody that's been listening today. Yep. Tomorrow we're back for a video show.
Oh, and a TAFE has been travelling through the south of France using the travelling app Grindr. And tomorrow you're going to hear one of
travelling through France? More like travelling without pants.
I'll give you a quote.
Okay. Thought we'd all like that. No one's clapping.
Okay, here's a line I never thought I'd read out on this podcast. But here's an excerpt from tomorrow.
The thing about the podcast is that it's kind of like radio. It's not like TV, just in case anybody was lost.
After so many red flags, I regretted shaving my asshole for this.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow.
And that's from Shmenny.
Shmenny, yeah.
A harrowing hookup from a travelling TAFE tomorrow on the video show.
Great. Love you, bye.
Enjoy.